Governor Scott Walker is officially in re-election mode. On Tuesday, he kicked off his bid for a second term in Madison and ended the day with a rally at State Fair Park in West Allis. WUWM's LaToya Dennis was there for his announcement and joins us this morning. Give us, if you can, the scene of things with the governor's announcement. What was the mood like, for instance?
Well, I have to tell you, the people who showed up were really excited. I arrived around 4:45 for the event that was supposed to start at 6, and when I got there, there was a line of already around 20 people standing outside. You know, they were smiling and talking with each other, and some of them even came with their homemade signs of support. One that really stood out to me, and I think Governor Walker, too, was one that mentioned a three-peat. Walker is now kicking off his third election after a recall in 2012, and it was so much so that the governor even had to acknowledge that one.
I can't tell you how much we're thankful for you all being here, not just for being here tonight, but for being with us in 2010 when we first ran, and unexpectedly again in 2012 when we had to run again. I love that three-peat sign. Very nice.
What was the governor's message, LaToya?
Well, he started by painting a picture of what the state was facing when he took office 4 years ago.
We had a state where we had lost more than 130,000 jobs in the 4 years that Jim Doyle served in his last term. Back 4 years ago, we had a budget deficit that literally was over $3 billion. And back this time, 4 years ago, particularly thinking about a day like today, taxes were going up.
How does the governor believe things are going now?
Well, he says much better.
Today, we celebrate a nearly $1 billion budget surplus. How about that for a turnaround? On top of that, we've got a state now where taxes are going down instead of going up. We wanted to reduce the burden on you, the hardworking taxpayers of this state, so that you could put more of that money back into the economy as consumers and employers in this state.
Now, Walker also touted the fact that he put a four-year freeze on tuition within the UW system.
What about a couple of the more controversial issues, LaToya? Now, the governor first ran on the promise to create 250,000 jobs during his first term, and I think it's safe to say that is not going to happen.
You'd be correct. His administration is now saying that, you know, 100,000 were created and that's absolutely nothing to sneeze at.
Last year alone, we saw the largest private sector job growth we've seen since, well, the 1990s. You know what? That's great. And we're excited about where we're headed. But we're definitely not done yet.
Democrats, on the other hand, are trying to hammer home the point that the Walker administration didn't do as it promised. Here's a snippet of an ad released yesterday where Governor Walker was talking about his campaign promise 4 years ago.
By the end of my first term, we will create 250,000 new jobs in this state.
Is this a campaign promise, something you want to be held to?
Absolutely.
This week, a new report reveals that the state of Wisconsin lost more jobs than any other state in the country from March 2011 to March 2012.
Now, to be fair, depending on the study you're looking at, Wisconsin can rank fairly high in job creation or really low.
Well, one other controversial issue of note was the governor declining to set up a health care exchange here and rejecting federal money to expand Medicaid. Did he mention health care at all?
He sure did. He basically said that for the first time in history in Wisconsin that everyone living in poverty now has access to health care through Medicaid.
I'm sure Democrats would have something to say about that.
You'd be right. So Dems are arguing that there were tens of thousands of people who needed health care and were pushed off programs like Badger Care and forced onto the exchange market where they may not actually be able to afford that insurance. Now, to be fair, again, the people who were pushed off were above the federal poverty level. Now, yesterday, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin responded to Walker's bid for re-election by calling his campaign an absolute failure. Chairman Mike Tate said that the governor's trickle-down approach of tax breaks for the rich has not worked. You know, Walker is expected to face Democrat Mary Burke, and I guess we'll just see what happens.
Thanks, LaToya.
Thank you.